Last summer, something incredible happened to me. I found a small, silver watch in my grandfather's attic. It looked old but unusual, with strange symbols on the back. When I turned the knob, the room around me started to spin. And before I could understand what was happening, I was standing in a completely different place. I looked around and realized I was no longer in the present. The buildings were small and made of wood, and people were wearing old-fashioned clothes. A man with a long coat and a top hat walked past me. And horses pulled carriages on the street. I asked a young boy where I was, and he said, "You're in London. And the year is 1850. At first, I was scared, but I decided to explore. I walked around the market, saw people selling fruits, bread, and handmade items. Everything felt so real. Then I remembered the watch. Could it take me back home? I turned the knob again, and suddenly I was in the future. It was the year 2150. The world looked very different. There were flying cars, tall glass buildings, and robots everywhere. People wore strange clothes and used devices that looked like small, glowing screens to talk to each other. A kind woman noticed I looked confused and asked if I needed help. I told her I was a visitor, and she explained how advanced technology had changed everything. She even showed me a robot that could make food in seconds. I wanted to stay longer, but I was worried I might never get back to my own time. I turned the knob on the watch one last time. And after a few moments, I was back in my grandfather's attic. Everything was just as it was before. But I felt like I had been gone for days. I don't know how the watch worked or why I chose those times. But that journey changed me. Now, I see history and the future in a completely new way. I still have the watch. But I haven't used it again yet.